Welcome to the Manifest Podcast, your weekly dose of manifestation inspiration. I'm your host, Sarah Prout. I'm a best-selling author, manifestation expert, creative entrepreneur, and mother of four. My mission is to help you manifest the life and business of your dreams, and I am truly honored to have a global movement of manifestation inspiration that has touched millions of people in over 170 countries around the world. Each episode is designed to remind you that you have the power to create your own reality and manifest your dreams when you connect with the energy of the universe. So join me every week as we dive deep into the world of manifestation and unlock the power within you to manifest the life you have always wanted. Are you ready? Let's start manifesting.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Good night, kid.
Good night, Mama.
Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today's episode is on abundance, how to attract abundance. And I am so excited to present this information to you today because I feel like there have been literally 100,000 different ways that I've presented the theme and the topic of abundance, but never from this inspired intuitive frame. So lean in. You may want to get a pen and pencil. You may want to jot down notes. You may want to bookmark this one or share it with your friends because the information that I feel very inspired to share with you today is something that I know will resonate in the hearts and minds of those that are ready. If what I say makes no sense at all, then I encourage you to put this episode away, bookmark it, and come back to it in maybe a couple of months, because this is the way that intuition works through a sovereign being. The intuition rises up from within. Quite often I get behind the microphone and I ask this question, "Dear universe, what will you have me share today that can impact those that need it?" And so if it makes sense to you, then you obviously need it. And if you don't, then you know what? Take what you need and ditch the rest. And that's perfectly okay. So let's first talk about abundance and what it means. And I feel like the topic, even the word abundance, feels like it's been bunched up with all of this commercialized garbage, right? I'm just going to say it. You guys, if you've listened to the previous two episodes of this podcast that I did, The Hidden Cost of Not Speaking Your Truth, and then the podcast episode that I did previous to this one, which is a conversation with my husband. It's extremely candid, and it is covering a lot of topics within society about how we navigated energetically and emotionally the dynamics of the pandemic. And my husband was sharing a lot of his thoughts on censorship and the media and that kind of thing. So we're really moving into this phase of our work right now where we cannot afford, from the perspective of sharing the message of abundance and sovereignty and creativity and intuition, to not speak from our hearts. And so today, I want you to get rid of any preconceived notions that you may have of manifesting teachers that you see on social media platforms. And right now, it's kind of a dime a dozen. Maybe you'll agree with that. And then I want you to see me as somebody that is an intuitive guide for this experience, that I'd love for you to see me as your friend, that I'm here with you right now, and we're going for a walk together. Or, you know, you might be folding laundry. I know so many people do lots of different things where they listen to the show. But it's important that you do something where you can really anchor in the information, because the energy tends to shift. My goal always as a podcast host is to leave you with a feeling. I want you at the end of our time together. This is my intention. Actually, I have two intentions. The first intention is that by the end of this podcast, you feel inspired and uplifted, and you remember that you are worthy to attract as much abundance into your reality as you desire. And secondly, I want to share with you some of the behind the scenes things that a lot of things that I don't share on social media. In fact, I took a giant step back from sharing deeply personal things on Instagram and on Facebook because I had somewhat of a negative experience. It wasn't the energy that I wanted to attract into my orbit with the clients that I knew that I had this desire to serve. So the first thing when it comes to manifesting abundance is that you need to have a clarity of desire. You cannot just say, well, I would love to manifest millions and millions of dollars because that's going to make me happy, or that's going to solve all of my problems. And you've heard this before that, you know, money doesn't create happiness. Money doesn't make people happy. And it's only partially true because it could be, you know, a case where it's like, yes, this money gives me more freedom to do the things that I want to do, to expand my mission and my message in the world and to serve more people. Or it could be a really confronting period for you where you have to excavate the limiting beliefs that you took on board from the time you were a child of why you do not have the capacity to hold large sums of money. Now, for the sake of education for this podcast today, I am speaking of abundance from a more monetary, energetic frame point. And of course, you can define abundance on your own terms, whatever that means to you. It could mean that you have, what are they called? Garden boxes in your garden, and you have set the intention that you want to grow lettuce and cilantro and tomatoes and anything else that you want to grow, right? That could be your abundance, or it could be abundance of time that you have enough money to paint and to put that paint onto canvas, which I've been doing a lot of lately, and it feels really, really energetically abundant. So for the sake of those of you, though, that are struggling right now with your finances, especially during this time of year, I want to just let you know that you're not alone, that there are so many people out there that are struggling to make ends meet. And there are so many tricks that you can use within your mindset to make you feel better during this time. And you're probably thinking, well, actually, you might not be thinking. This is just a small group of you that may be assuming, well, it's all very well for you to say, Sarah, aren't you recording this podcast in the Hamptons right now? And hasn't your business generated millions of dollars? Yes, it has. And remember, I started with nothing, absolutely nothing. I was a single mother living on welfare, and I had two children and $30,000 worth of debt, which actually seems like a walk in the park in comparison to some of the debt that I have racked up in more recent times. Because as an entrepreneur, sometimes you have to rely on financing and things like that to expand the container of your business. So there are all of these different phases within an entrepreneurial lifestyle that a lot of people don't think to examine. And I remember hearing, I think it was at a conference in San Diego, I was there, and one of the speakers said, you know, it was a lot easier to manage $5 million than it was to manage $50 million. And I thought to myself, oh, I don't know about that. But then I don't know. You do not know what it's like to walk in somebody else's shoes. But let's just say that you are in where I was 14 years ago, where I was a single mother, and Christmas time was coming up, and I knew that I couldn't afford presents for my children under the tree. And this was a really tough time for me. The bank was calling all the time, and then my phone got cut off. So I kind of manifested the fortunate experience of not having the banks ring anymore because they couldn't find me, they couldn't call me. But I did go into the bank, and I had a meeting with the bank manager. And I said to him, is there any way I can declare hardship? Because I'm really struggling right now to make ends meet, to feed my kids, and to get through this time. And so what they did, and this is thinking creatively, is that they put a stopper on the interest on my credit card payments for 3 months. And that gave me a little bit more breathing room. And so one thing I want to remind you of is that when it comes to abundance, especially if you have a lack of abundance, a lack of financial support right now, and I know that there are so many out there, so many of you guys out there that do tend to struggle with cash flow and things like that. And then there are people out there that do have successful, highly profitable business models. So it's like this beautiful crossover section of people that I'm speaking to right now. But wherever you are on your journey, remember when it comes to abundance, that breathing space, I don't know why I just, something weird happened with my voice there. Breathing space is so important to seek. And Abraham Hicks says this so perfectly, Esther Hicks, who is the channel for Abraham. And they often say, do not seek healing, seek relief. Seek relief. And so that breathing space, when I was in Noosa, which is where I was living at the time, and I went to the bank there, the Commonwealth Bank, and I allowed myself to see the breathing space of, okay, I'm going to be okay, right? One step at a time, one day at a time. And when you are on the brink of exhaustion, your nervous system is like doing overtime because, you know, you're not sure where your feet are going to land the next day. The greatest advice on top of breathing space is to take each day at a time. And that is how you begin to attract abundance, no matter where you are at on your journey. Even if somebody's writing out a huge check for you, right? Or you are selling your house, or you just landed a big book deal, or you're getting a settlement payment or a back payment for child support or anything like that. Just remember, take one day at a time and allow yourself the breathing space that could come into your orbit. Because the other thing to keep in mind is a positive mindset. Because when you cultivate that positive mindset, you begin to believe in your ability to attract what you seek. And so this is where things like affirmations and positive self-talk can reinforce this belief. And what I did back then, and I've spoken about this extensively on stages, speaking gigs, you know, with coaching clients and masterminds, all this kind of stuff, is that I brought the presence of gratitude to my current experience. And that was what literally changed the game, where internally I felt abundant. Because the feeling of abundance is then followed by the physicality of abundance. The feeling of true love and worthiness is followed by the physicality of true love and worthiness and what manifests in your physical reality, because the feelings become things. Feelings become things. And so let's just say that you are going through a really difficult time right now. And you may be struggling to find a job. I know somebody DM'd me recently and said, I'm really struggling to find a job. If your method works or your book works, then I'm going to send you a raving review. And as you can see on Amazon, there are over, I think, nearly 4,200 positive reviews for my book, Dear Universe. It's all based on feelings. If you are really struggling right now, just remember that life is seasonal. And that you do have control over your mindset, over your levels of gratitude. And it's hard though, even if, like, let's just say that you are really struggling to buy food or, you know, buy presents for your loved ones or pay the rent or pay your credit card payments or all of those things that happen in life that are really confronting that not enoughness. Just remember that life is seasonal and that where there's a will, there's a way. So the emotional alignment perspective is so empowering because your feelings are those powerful indicators of your vibrational frequency. It's the only thing that you can do to drag yourself up and out of the limitation vibration. And a lot of people have it. And even if you're not struggling financially right now, even if you are in a thriving business and you're just not happy, you still have to use your mindset to pull yourself out of that way of thinking. Because everything can just be gone in a snap, in the blink of an eye. And so this is echoed by the statistics. when it comes to those that win the lottery, for instance, it's estimated that as high as 50 to 60% of people will lose all of their winnings within the first 5 years because they haven't expanded their capacity, their container to retain the abundance. Abundance needs a goal. Abundance needs an intention wrapped around it. And so when you take that inspired action, this is really the key of manifesting, because it relies so heavily on mental and emotional alignment. And it also requires, and this is a kicker here, taking real world action. I think it's very irresponsible for especially spiritual teachers out there that are commercializing manifestation, which is fine. I have no problem with that. I've done it myself. But I think it's really dangerous when people say, just sit back, do nothing, and it will come to you. I think that's really skewing the perspective, because it's not about doing nothing. It's about engaging in the art of surrender. Surrender and doing nothing are very, very different creatures. Extremely different creatures. They mean two very different things. Do nothing. People say, let it go. Let go and let God. That's another way of saying surrender. Surrender. All of the world's scriptures from all of the world's religions reference the notion of surrender. It's the last thing that you do every night before you fall asleep. Every night. So if you've been to sleep in the last, let's say, 48 hours, then you are capable of surrendering. And it's when you bring intention to that level of surrender that you begin to see the difference in abundance, in your perception of abundance. Because some of the most wealthy people in the world have not that much in their bank account, right? It's about spiritual wealth and understanding surrender and understanding the assignment from God, from the universe. You are a divine creator. And so if you are going through these tough times right now, it is powerful. It is a training ground. And it doesn't necessarily work when you do look at the suffering that is going on in the world right now. There is so much suffering going on. So many children that are caught in the madness, in the crossfire, in the wars. You know, it's hard to wrap a pretty manifestation container around it and put a pretty bow on it and go, you know, they attracted it. Manifesting doesn't work like that. Manifestation is life experience, everything that you can see, hear, taste, touch, and feel in your current sensory environment is a manifestation. It's when you bring the intention to it, the goals that light you up from within of what you intentionally want to create, because you know it's going to create expansion. It's going to create that breathing space. It's going to create that capacity to not just take one moment, one day, one hour at a time, that you can relax into the present moment and trust that all good things are coming your way. But just because there are people that are suffering in the world, people in our local community, people in our families, it doesn't mean that misery loves company. You can still operate from a high vibrational perspective of divine service while still holding and cultivating compassion for those that are really struggling right now. And then it begins with the contrast as well. This is a really important loop when it comes to manifestation and abundance thinking, is that there is really no limit to what you can attract and achieve throughout your lifetime. And you may be thinking, well, Sarah, I'm a little over the hill, or I'm too old for that, or there's not enough time, or I've still got to pay the bills. I'm going to call that one out as BS. I want you to make time. Because time needs a goal, just like abundance needs a goal. And time is not linear. You can bend time to your will, to your expression. Have you ever done something that you absolutely love to do, and then you look at the clock and you're like, how did all of those hours pass by? That is a key indicator of a pathway to abundance. Do what you love and the money will flow. But sometimes we don't have the luxury of doing what we love and the money will flow, because we do need to keep the lights on, and that's okay. We need to do what we can with what we have and keep the bigger goal and the bigger intention in our sights, in our universal mindset. And this is how we change the internal landscape of our soul experience. And so next time you you know, think, well, what is the best thing that I can do? I feel overwhelmed. I want you to stop yourself, because so often, like, our thought forms can be really persistent. I'm not good enough. I'm not ready. I'm too old. That will never happen to me. I want you to imagine in your mind's eye a spray bottle. I remember, like, with our dogs, we've got three dogs, beautiful dogs. And, you know, like, when they would bark or something like that, we tried just spraying them with water, not in the eyes or anything, just to startle them a little. I want you to imagine in your mind's eye that every time you have those thoughts that rise up, that you're not good enough, that you're not ready, that you're not worthy, I want you to get an internal spray bottle in your mind's eye and spray those thoughts so that they go away. Or if that doesn't work, I want you to physically in this 3D reality, go and open a window and let the thoughts out the window. Let them out. This is something that the great New Thought teacher Florence Scovelshin used to prescribe to people with her manifesting treatments. She didn't say the window thing, but what she did say was something that still stays with me to this very day, is that, and this is so practical, it's getting that energy moving and flowing. If you want to attract abundance or a surprise or a check or money out of the blue, go and sweep your front doorstep. Go and sweep it. Or if you live in an apartment, you know, declutter the shoes that tend to gather around the door, you know, or empty out your refrigerator. This is the life-changing miracle of decluttering. And it really opens up and activates the law, the prosperity law of vacuum. And what that is it's creating space for the new. It's letting go of the old and creating space for the new. And so every time you have those thoughts of limitation, you let go of the old and you make space for the new. I want you to call yourself out. I want you to be brave and bold enough to develop a relationship between the small thinking mind and your divine mind. And I want your divine mind to lead the way and say to your little self, your limiting little self that, you know, asks the questions of, oh, am I ready? Is this going to be good? Am I good enough? I want you, from your divine mind, to be kind and to say, stop it. Just stop it. That's enough of that. Zip it. I don't want to hear any more of that. I want you to have these two different mindsets. And the small little limiting mindset is like a naughty child. And the divine mind is you internally parenting yourself. Like, just like you would one of your kids. Like, when I hear that tone, I'll say it again. Stop it. You stop that. I told you that's enough of that, or else, you know, like, I'm really good at that. Like I said, I've been a parent now for 22 years. So I know this game and I know how to play it. You want to do this internally. And I've been doing this a lot lately as well, like with some of my limiting beliefs, especially about my artwork, because I am an artist, core of my soul, right? I have been creating and painting since I was, still in nappies, 2 years old. And I grew up in galleries and studios in different locations, from New Zealand to England to all of the places that my parents used to take me on their artistic adventures. And so as I'm painting, I paint for me, and I paint as an intuitive flow from the divine mind. And I think that this is something that is key when it comes to creation and creative forces. Are you doing it because you have to, or are you doing it because you know that it serves a higher purpose for the expansion of your container as a sacred, sovereign being? So, impatience and doubt, let's talk about that. So, the reality is that manifestation does take time and energetic persistence and awareness. And so I've spoken about this many times, that we are either in two buckets. We are either creating resistance or we are playing in the magic of flow. And so resistance is when you're working with that smaller mind of, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not ready, versus the flow of, what do I want and how am I going to make it happen? And remember, it's not your job to understand the how. Never is. The universe, God, is in the driver's seat. We co-create. This is a fundamentally skipped, flawed system with manifestation, where people say things like, put it on a vision board and it will show up. You forget. Like, how often do you switch on a light in your home and you don't thank the electricity company, do you? I bet you there was a time where people were thinking, you know, when light switches and electricity in homes were fairly new, and they thought, wow, where's this coming from? How do I thank them? This completely revolutionizes and changes my life. Where do I thank them? But you don't, right? You don't. But it's the same with manifestations, that thank you, universe, thank you, God, thank you, divine, thank you, infinite intelligence, supreme creator, whatever word you have for this beautiful force of superconsciousness. Developing that relationship with superconsciousness is what will ultimately change your views on abundance, whether you are broke, you're really broke, or you have dollars in your bank, you're cashed up. As Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad says, fat stacks, yo. So wherever you fall on that spectrum, if you can identify that you believe in manifesting and you've done all the things and they haven't happened yet, this is a question that I want to ask you. Have you truly developed a way of communing from within with the higher power? Have you done that? Do you trust in God as much as you should? Because ultimately, that is the process of surrender. And I know I spoke about that, I think maybe 5 or 10 minutes ago. I think I did. This is quite an intuitive flow today. The idea of surrender can only be initiated through the grace of the divine. That is the only way to experience surrender. It is gifted to you from superconsciousness. And once it lands, once you truly, truly are anchored into that awareness from the state of true surrender to the divine within, and you have all manner of reactions and responses and synchronicities and signs that show up in your reality, that's when you are on the path. And so if you need to listen to this podcast every single day for as long as it takes to remind you, go for it. I would be really grateful too if you could share this with your friends, your family, anybody that you know needs this reminder to align with the divine within. This is super important and a topic that I am endlessly passionate about, because I know the price of ignoring your intuition. I know the price when it comes to misaligning with your goals and missing the mark, and ignoring it can really slow down the manifestation process. And like I said to some of you at the beginning, some of you, this might sound like I am yodeling or I am speaking a different language. And if that's you, then please know that it's just not the right time for these principles and this knowledge to make sense for you. This doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It just means that our radio frequencies aren't on the same station. You want to listen to a different station right now until we're in a different bandwidth, and then we can connect, we can jam. So I am sending you so much love and so much light. Thank you for being here with me. It truly does mean the world to me to have this sacred space to be able to connect every week and to have this intuitive flow come through me for the sake of the Manifest podcast. All right, lots of love and bye for now.